The highest point in Jerusalem is Mount Zion. And on the top of Mount Zion, there is a church. It's a Benedictine monastery, and it's called Dormition Abbey. And it is where the Dormition, the going to sleep, that's the Latin word for going to sleep, of Our Lady took place. Of course, she did not die. She simply went to sleep and was raised up, body and soul assumed into heaven. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful teaching of our church. I'm going to share in a moment here this poem from the 800s about the Assumption of our beautiful Mother Mary. But it made sense. It makes sense that she would have been assumed body and soul because she was without any sin whatsoever. And because she was the new ark. The Old Testament talks about the Ark of the Covenant. And what was this golden, you know, thing, and it was made out of acacia wood. Acacia wood because acacia wood does not disintegrate and does not get eaten alive by the termites. And acacia wood does not rot. That was the wood combined with gold that in the Old Testament, that's the Ark of the Covenant that carried the Ten Commandments, but that also carried Aaron's staff, but also carried a jar of the manna from heaven, which foreshadows the Eucharist. But Mary, she becomes the new Ark of the Covenant. She becomes just like the old one, not made out of that which does not decay, that which is not corruptible. That's Our Lady, Mary, the Virgin Mary. And she carries within her womb, her immaculately conceived womb, and she carries forward Jesus, the fulfillment of the promise. And so no wonder that our Lord would assume her body and soul into heaven. This feast day reminds us to have a deep devotion to Mary, and it also reminds us that one day our bodies too will be reunited with our souls in heaven, if we have a good judgment, of course, that our souls will leave our bodies when we die. But that at the second coming, the bodies of the faithful will be raised up and reunited with the soul in heaven. And that means that one day you and I will have the joy of physically being embraced by Mother Mary, whose body and soul and heart are already there in heaven waiting for us. This is the quick little poem here. Christ visited the body of Mary as she prepared for her last breath on earth, and he said, "Come, my sweets, come, my flower, come, my dove, come, my bower. Come, my mother, now with me, for heaven's queen I make thee." Then her body sat up and bowed to Christ and said, "My sweet son, with all my love, I come with you to heaven above. Where you are now, let me be, for all my love I lay on thee." Let's stay.